Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Every one of you are welcome to our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our provider, Jalisha and Narisha. Yes, we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Today we are discussing how a person should develop an Islamic sense of humor. Jihad, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. Since it is said that a person who does not have a sense of humor is at the mercy of other people. Thus, inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to give some beautiful advices and in the light of the prophetic examples, inshallah azza wa jalla, how you can develop a sense of humor, how a person can be moderate in life, inshallah azza wa jalla. Stay tuned with us until the end of the program. There are many things to unfold and unpack, dear viewers, and it will be a very, very wonderful program. For now, inshallah azza wa jalla, a beautiful kalam composed by none other than Imam al-Kalam, al-Shah Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hai, jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye hai. Subhanallah. Would you love and like to listen to this kalam, inshallah azza wa jalla? What an amazing kalam composed by Ala Hazrat. He says, by his unique sweet fragrance, the buds of my heart blissfully flourished. Subhanallah, jis raah chal gaye hain, kuche basa diye hain. And through whichever path our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with his mubarak and beautiful scent, the streets also had flourished. Subhanallah, jab aa gayi hain joshe rahmat pe unki aankhein, jalte buja diye hain, rote hasa diye hain. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, and when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when in his blessed eyes the abundance of mercy passionately gushed, Allahu Akbar, he says, jalte bujha diye hain, the weeping he brought to smile. Those who wept, those who cried, those whose hearts were shattered, he brought a smile to their faces. And the burning, Allahu Akbar, he had extinguished them. Subhanallah. Through his mubarak jhalak, through his mubarak appearance, through his mubarak and blessed smile, through his amazing character, subhanallah. Ik dil hamara kya hai, azar uska kitna, tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hain. Subhanallah. All these kalams, munasab, all these ash'ar of this kalam is amazing. Subhanallah. Mm-hmm. And let's allow for the viewers of Madani channel to also enjoy this kalam and recite the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter we move towards our discussion, a very important one. Develop a sense of Islamic humor, dear viewers. Inshallah, we are going to discuss how it should be developed. In the interim, let us listen to this amazing kalam, inshallah.
Unki mehak mein dil ke gunche khila diye hain, unki mehak mein dil ke gunche khila diye hain, jis raah chal gaye basa diye hai, unki mehak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hai, jab aa gayi hai josh e rehmat pe unki aankhein, jab رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں، روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں، جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں، روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں، ان کی مہکنے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں۔ اور ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے، آزار اس کا کتنا، ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے، آزار اس کا کتنا، تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے ہیں، تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے ہیں۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کپلت۔ سیدی اعلی حضرت سیز، واٹ از مائی ون ہارٹ، یہ ایک دل کیا ہے، آزار اس کا کتنا، ہاؤ سیریسلی از اٹ ریئلی بلیمشڈ، ہاؤ سیریسلی از یور ہارٹ ڈیمیجڈ، ہاؤ سیریسلی از یور ہارٹ ہرٹ۔ تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے، وائل کیجولی سٹرولنگ، یو براٹ بیک ٹو لائف دوز ہو پیرشڈ، اللہ اکبر، دوز ہو ہیو گون فرام دس ورلڈ، یو گیو لائف ٹو دیم، سو واٹ از دا کنڈیشن آف جسٹ ون ہارٹ ٹو بی ریپیئر؟ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی۔
ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے، آزار اس کا کتنا، ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے، آزار اس کا کتنا، تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے مہکنے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں۔ اور آنے دو یاد وہ دو، اب تو تمہاری جانب، آنے دو یاد وہ دو، اب تو تمہاری جانب، کشتی تمہیں پہ چھوڑی، لنگر اٹھا دیے ہیں، کشتی تمہیں پہ چھوڑی، لنگر اٹھا دیے ہیں، ان کی مہکنے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں،
ان کے نثار، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ،
ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہرم جمے ہو، ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہرم جمے ہو، جب یاد آ گئے سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں، جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں۔
سبحان اللہ، ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو، سبحان اللہ، جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں۔ If one truly loves the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no matter how afflicted he is, oh, in whatever state he may be, how anguished he is, dear viewers of Madini channel, in his sincere thoughts, Allahu Akbar, jab yaad aa gaye hain, when you think of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all your heartaches are perished, they all come to an end, sab gham bhula diye hain. This is the dhikr and this is the thinking and thoughts of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trust me, dear viewers, you will see a different side when you start becoming practical and you follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jin ki yaad se tamam takalif khatam ho jayen, to subhanallah, agar unke sunnat par amal koi kare Maulana sahib, then what will be the maqam and the state of that person? Unke nisar koi, subhanallah.
Unke نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو جب یاد آ گئے سب بلا دیے جب یاد آ گئے سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ
تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Was that amazing, dear viewers? Most definitely, subhanallah. I have enjoyed it, and I hope that you have also enjoyed this amazing kalam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is Islam, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah. In the very same kalam, you have heard of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali stating that how the one smile of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one glimpse of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, becomes the means of shifa and repairing the hearts of those grief-stricken companions. If their hearts were afflicted by oppression of the people, the smile of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the conversation with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would suffice them to forget all their pain and problems, dear viewers. It is an Islamic sense of humor, dear viewers of Madani channel. See, Islam is this beautiful deen and religion which have left no stone unturned and has taught us followers how to be as Muslims, right? There are many vices out there which causes us to become sick and that could cause a person to fall into the pits of anxiety, depression, different problems, different parts of life. Allahu Akbar. Thus, Islam teaches us to be moderate, dear viewers of Madani channel. Not too extremist and not leaning a lot onto the side way as a person becomes overcome. But yes, choose the center path, which is being moderate in life, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Now, there are people, dear viewers of Madani channel, who, for example, in the mornings when they get up, they are extremely grumpy, irritable, irritated, don't feel like smiling. A person just wants to be left alone, and others very well know in the family that this is not the time to speak and converse with such a person, because why? It's a morning part, and in morning part, you don't want to eat anything, you don't want to drink anything, you don't want to speak or see to any person. You want to be left alone till you come to your normal self. On the other hand, you have people who aren't like that, but yes, there are people who are exceedingly jovial. And they cross all limits, Mawlana Sahib, when it comes to becoming jovial and having that sense of humor. It seems as if there's a lot of that humor, Mawlana Sahib, whereas they would only be jovial and laughing. And that's also wrong, dear viewers. Aap itna zyada bhi na karein ki aapko hasi hi aate rahe din bhar. A person laughs all the time and he doesn't know how to be moderate. There are times when you should be crying. There are times when you should be concerned about your sins, about yourself, about your akhirah, about the qabr. Toh balance hona chahiye. Na itna serious, not so serious that others can't even approach you. You're unapproachable. A person cannot speak with you and relate with you, whatever they have to. On the other hand, don't become so jovial that even if a person has a problem, he says, this person makes it a joke every time. Mm-hmm. Anything I present to him, he laughs about it. So, toh wo balance kis tarah se, Mulana Sahib? This is the beauty of Islam that subhanallah, then Quran Pak classified the prophetic life to be the perfect role model, subhanallah, for us followers. Ki aap hum sarkar ki seerat ko dekhein, sarkar ki mubarak zaat ko dekhein, phir hum cheezon ko samajh paate hain ki haan, theek hai, insaan ko yun rehna hai. So can you give us some guidelines from the Islam, from an Islamic point of view, Mulana Sahib? How should a Muslim actually behave? How should his character be? And how should he then develop a sense of humor, Islamic sense of humor?
Sayyidi, you've started very beautifully and you've described that those who are very hostile,
right?
They always, they have this serious look.
Hmm.
And that's like their permanent feature and like part of the furniture. And this is part of their personality, that they are never seen smiling.
Mm.
Such people are always at the mercy of others. People, other people in family members, husband, wife, whoever, they keep making excuses for such individuals, for their sternness, for their, you know, seriousness at all times, for the rigid nature that they have. And sometimes people are at times hostile, meaning you never feel welcomed in their presence.
Definitely.
You always feel, okay, there's a lot of pressure.
Have you had this experience, by the way?
Yes, you feel the tension in the air, in the atmosphere where you are, because...
it becomes toxic.
Yes, you feel like, hey, I shouldn't say anything out of turn, otherwise I don't know what this person is going to do to me. He looks so serious. Like when you see a lion, what kind of feeling you get? And this shouldn't be the case. And on the other hand, you know, we have such individuals who, like, sometimes... we say that, you know, this person is not a morning person, meaning in the morning you can't say anything to this person because he's on a short fuse, ready to explode. And you can't crack jokes with them. You can't, you know, have a lighthearted conversation with them, especially in the mornings. And some are permanently like that, like throughout their life, they remain like that. So this is also not encouraged in Islam. And on the other hand, you've mentioned that there are some people who, extreme, on the extreme end.
Right.
Like they will crack jokes even when there is a janaza in the family. Like, for example, I've seen some guys, you know, the person is in serious illness, admitted in the hospital, and the loved ones, they are going there to see and to visit, and he is a family member. And while that person is breathing his last, he's in coma. He's breathing his last, and he's going as a visitor, and he's cracking jokes with other relatives. Now, how appropriate is this behavior?
Right.
So everything has its place. We shouldn't fall in the either opposite ends, in the extremes, because Islam is the deen of moderation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged it. Khairul umuri awsatuha. This is the Islamic principle. And the middle way is the best way, the moderate way. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned about him, the Sahaba would say that he was one of the most jovial people.
Allah,
subhanallah.
Allah.
And he had the most beautiful sense of humor. And in his humor, he would never say a wrong thing. Subhanallah. Even then, we have to observe certain etiquettes when we are being humorous to others. And the sole reason for it should be like how the hikmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be to put a smile on people's faces. Allahu Akbar. And rote hasadi, as we have just recited in the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hadith, which is also taken from the ahadith and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he would really put a smile on those faces that were crying.
Subhanallah.
It's
really amazing. Subhanallah.
And there's another beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually encourages us to put a smile on others' faces. He says, after fulfilling all the obligations of Islam, the most virtuous and the superior action is putting happiness in somebody's heart.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
May Allah Kareem make us successful in performing this action, Mawlana Sahib, and making amal upon this. Subhanallah. Yani the best action to perform after all your faraid, the dear viewers, is to cause happiness to enter into the hearts of a person. Now, Mawlana Sahib, not every time a person can please others with money, with wealth. And but yes, with your akhlaq, with your character, a person can. So you can cause people to become happy, dear viewers. Now, you don't have to give a pound or a rand or a dollar from your pocket. You can just give a smile. And that one smile, dear viewers, can actually change the whole situation. You know, for example, an orator who is giving Quran and Hadith, he's preaching, right? And subhanallah, if he smiles, this causes for the awam, for the public who are listeners, to absorb what's being said because of that smile.
Yes.
And if they smile, this makes it easier for the orator, for the educator.
Definitely.
That the ones who he is narrating to and he's speaking to, they are smiling. So this makes the da'wah and the conversation to go well, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah.
It sends a message that, you know, you are approachable.
Yes.
And you're a person that somebody could walk up to and talk to you.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
and when
Akbar.
You have this kind of persona, when you're giving off this kind of vibe, then it is actually addictive. Smile is addictive, alhamdulillah.
Somebody says, Mahasab, you know, he says, I think the scariest person in the world is the person who has no sense of humor. And this makes things very scary at times, as you say, because... It's very astounding to see some person, you know, there could be 50 people smiling and this one person doesn't want to smile for some reason. So at times, you know, it could make those other people who are in majority smiling that what happened to this one person? And then you make your problem very much known through your body language as well.
Yes, sometimes they can have valid excuses. Like, for example, if somebody has put a ton of foundation on their face, the cracks will start showing the moment a person smiles. So, however, there are various different reasons as to people don't want to smile. And there are 1,000 reasons to smile. But for the one who doesn't want to, maybe it's one of those things, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make happiness enter their heart and put a smile on their faces as well. As a Muslim, if we can think of this much, that the Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abdullah bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that he has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he has found him to be the person who smiled the most. Subhanallah. So nobody could match up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to smiling. Psychologically, it's a good thing to smile a little every now and again. Why? Because it keeps you alive. Keeps things lively.
I have found this in the Zaat and in the personality of His Eminence, Amir al-Sunnah. Honestly, Mawlana Sahib, thus far, there are thousands of Madani Mudhakira that have been completed, hundreds of them, right? In the thousands we are going right now. And if you watch the old episodes or the new episodes, the latest live programs that's broadcast on Madani channel, on the social media, you would notice that when His Eminence parts Ilm-e-Deen, Q&As are going on, sometimes, you know, hectic questions are asked, Mawlana Sahib, intricate matters are being discussed at times. And His Eminence, subhanAllah, answers them in such a beautiful manner. And together with that, he would give a smile. He would make others smile as well, subhanAllah. He would make dua for them when they smile. He would always motivate people to be happy in life. This is one of the best cures for depression, Mawlana Sahib, you know, for making a person smile. You know, it is said, dear viewers of Madani channel, a sense of humor is major. Is a major defense against minor troubles, Mawlana Sahib. Jiha, Mawlana Sahib. This is a very true statement, dear viewers, Madani channel, somebody had said. So they serve as defense towards minor troubles in your life. If you learn to have a sense of humor, Amir al-Sunnah would smile in between. He would say things to make people smile at times. Together with that, he would educate them, give them ilm-e-deen. Ab dekhena, you would find people, children who like children mainly.
Yes.
Youth are in friendship with youths, they age category, so on and so forth. It's very hard to see a child who's 7 years old in love with a personality who's over 60 at the moment.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Ye zaat agar kisi ki hai, to wo Amir al-Sunnat ki hai. Subhanallah. Ki bachcha bachcha bhi muhabbat karta hai. Allahu Akbar.
And I've seen this child with the glasses during Madani Muzakara. You can always see him fidgeting around and hopping from one chair to the other. And he's always shows so much of compassion and love and shower him with love and affection. Subhanallah. It really makes your heart melt. Like, you know, such a great personality. Yet look at his behavior with children, how he is.
It's really amazing.
And it really shows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would also be the same way with the children. He would also smile with the children. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla would go to the house of Hazrat Sayyidina Umair radiyallahu anhu, and he would see his child and he would say, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala al-nughair. Allahu Akbar. He had a little parrot, or it was a sparrow. And the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla would ask his son, ma fa'ala al-nughair. And then this would make the child become excited, and this would make the Prophet smile as well. Subhanallah. And all those that would see this, they would become happy. I mean, the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla being on such a platform and station of having the greatest responsibility above his shoulders, Mawlana Sahib. Responsibility of guidance of the Ummah, Allahu Akbar, of conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guiding people towards righteousness. Subhanallah, what a mission, Mawlana Sahib, this is to guide people and bring them from darkness to light and to teach each person, to educate, to teach humans why they have been created, Mawlana Sahib, you know, to give humans a direction in life. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla came for this aid, dear viewers. And together with that, the sense of humor he has, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is just out of this world. He would bring a smile. Tabhi to Allah farmate hain, jiski taskeen se rote hue has pade, jiski taskeen se rote hue has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe lakhon salam. See, Allah Hazrat used the word aadat, it was his habit. It was in his mubarak and blessed nature to always be smiling. And subhanAllah, others said that they tried copying Mawlana Sahib, you know, like Amir al-Sunnah is found smiling all the time. And he teaches us that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If for 2 hours there's a line and brothers are standing in the queue to meet him and catch his hands and to greet him, for 2 hours, his face would always have a smile, subhanAllah. He would always have a beautiful smile on his face for each person that meets him. And somebody said, I tried to do that as well. I said, let me try to come to the habit of always smiling, you know, and this makes you feel happy as well, and others would also be happy. When you do something out of love for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlana Sahib, you have the strength and you will be given the strength to do all of that.
Inshallah. So,
Alhamdulillah.
I was watching Madani Muzaffar. Sorry.
To the replay?
To the replay on Madani Channel English. And Amir Usman talking about chair, you know, how it should be. And he says, you should sit on the chair. He said, no, the chair shouldn't be in the air, of course. And then that created some humor. And Amir Usman Dawud Barakat Mullah himself, he was smiling at it. And then Nigrani Shura we saw, and he was all smiles, subhanAllah, ear to ear. And this creates such a wonderful atmosphere at the same time, because there's a serious discussion, mm-hmm. and then to make it sometimes lighthearted, I mean, it can't be serious for two and a half hour stretch, and he really makes it amusing at times, alhamdulillah, for the viewers out there. In this regard, there's a narration where an elderly woman, she came, a sahabiya, who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she asked the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how she would enter Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that an elderly woman won't be granted entry into Jannah.
Allahu.
And when she heard this, she started crying. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her crying, and then he said, no, actually, in Jannah, nobody will be old. Everybody will be young, subhanAllah.
Allah.
And that put a smile on her face.
Face.
So, jiski taskin se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat,
pilaako
salam. This was the beautiful nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was a sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a freed slave.
Hmm.
So, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him coming from a distance, and he was carrying some huge loads on himself.
Hmm.
And Safina, in Arabic, it means boat.
Right.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw Sayyidina Safina radiallahu ta'ala carrying a huge load, he said, you are a Safina. Subhanallah.
Meaning, because his shoulders were carrying that weight.
Yes. And Allah, Safina means boat.
Boat.
Subhanallah. And the Sahaba ikram, they also creating some funny remarks, or at times they would do something that will cause others to smile. And one such incident.
But even though it was funny, it was never to ridicule any person.
No, no.
It was never to mock any person. Yani, is niyat se nahi tha, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to cause takleef, pain to any person. But rather, as Maulana Sahib had stated, is that to break the ice at times. You know, when a very serious conversation is in progress, Maulana Sahib, and you say something that causes a smile, that's within the Islamic boundaries, dear viewers. Not to say a name, to tease some person. पीठ पीछे किसी की बुराई करें, किसी की पीठ पीछे हम ऐसा कुछ कहें जिससे उसको तकलीफ हो बाद में. सो दीज आर नॉट द थिंग्स टू मेक पीपल लाफ. असल में द सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर पीपल हैव इन दिस डे एंड एज मोहन साहब इज मोर ऑन दैट साइड ऑफ इट, यू नो, व्हेयर यू जोकिंग अबाउट समवनस हाइट, समवनस साइज, समवनस फेस कलर, व्हाटएवर इट मे बी, डियर व्यूअर्स, डू नॉट डू दैट. किसी को अगर आप यू वांट योर मैसेज टू एंटर इनटू हिज हार्ट, और अगर आप यू वांट टू ब्रिंग अ स्माइल टू हिज फेस, देन इट्स नॉट डन बाय क्रिटिसाइजिंग अदर्स. It's done in the way whereas you make Allah and Rasul happy for their pleasure. Yani, you're a believer, you're a Muslim, and every action should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to bring a smile on someone's face, then do not bring that smile after criticizing and hurting other people, dear viewers.
Subhanallah. And Sayyidi, in this regard, there's a beautiful Madani pool by Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he says there's a very subtle difference between humor and ridicule. When you ridicule somebody, it's not funny.
Right.
Because you are creating jokes on the expense of somebody is getting hurt.
Oh.
Right? That is ridiculing. On the expense of somebody's feelings.
Mm.
But here, the humor, the Islamic humor should be in such a manner, he says, that it is a statement, a humor is the statement, which creates happiness for the speaker and the listener as well.
Mm.
Meaning both the person who's making the humorous comments or making some remarks, he must be happy, and the about whom he's saying it, he must also be happy.
Subhanallah.
So in this way, nobody is hurt.
Nobody is hurt.
Nobody's feelings is hurt.
Allah,
and
Allah.
Nobody is made a victim, and,
right.
and you're not cracking jokes on somebody's expenses of somebody's feelings and somebody getting hurt. So this is not encouraged. And then he says that, and that which offends another, like mocking him, is actually ridicule. And the former is good and the latter is bad.
Allah.
So where both is happy, Both the parties are happy. So there's not no harm in it. That is good humor. And where somebody is hurt,
wonderful, Maha.
Then that is evil. That is bad.
Right.
And this
right.
is what we have been commanded to refrain from. Meaning we shouldn't be having jokes on the expense of somebody's feelings getting hurt. SubhanAllah. In this regard, Sayyidi...
I would want for Maulana Sahib to please give the example of the gamla. If it's possible. You know, that was something that really brought a smile to all those who were listening. And together with that, it wasn't mocking any person.
Yes.
But it was giving an ishara that's so meaningful, Maulana Sahib. Perhaps put some light on that.
This actually was on the... premise of Amrun bil Ma'ruf Nahyun Anil Munkar.
Right.
I mean, this is our duty as an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to command what's good and to prohibit people from evil. And this is done in a beautiful way.
Right.
Right. And we have been commanded to call people towards the deen of Allah with good nasiha, subhanAllah. And not by causing any sort of remorse or making comments or threatening people at times or scolding people. So it's done in a very beautiful way. And in our mahal of Dawat Islam, we call it Madani Pearl, SubhanAllah, Madani Pool, the Madani Flower. You're giving somebody a Madani Flower. So he was addressing that issue and he said, sometimes what happens, we have the best interest of somebody at our heart. We want this person to reform and to come right and to do the right thing. But if we are, let's say, for example, giving some sort of nasiha, where we're saying, brother, this is not good.
Right.
And we say in a beautiful tone, without getting angry. And then the brother will listen to us, inshallah, azza wa jal, hopefully. But if we were to say, you know what you have done? You have no sense of responsibility. Is this how it's done? So now this is giving Madani Pool.
Right.
Right. He says, giving somebody a flower, this is sign of love, mahabba. But there is a way of giving flower. You can't take that flower and throw it at somebody. Now that is now hitting somebody with the Madani flower. So this shouldn't be the case. And in some cases, he says that the brothers, they go one level up. And they crack the whole vase on the person's head. And this is not the way of giving Madani flower. But alhamdulillah, it should be done in a very nice manner. Giving somebody a flower is a very good thing. But giving somebody a flower and throwing at that person, this is not the way of doing it. So one thing is doing something and how it should be done, both goes together. And both expresses the sign of love and mahabba. And this is alhamdulillah, our beloved Rukne Shura Haji Abdulhamid Battari Sahab. Damat Fuyuzu him, and we were in his company, and he gave us this Madani Pool, and it makes made it us all. Maulana Sahib was there, and we were all there, alhamdulillah. Other brothers were there, and we were all smiles, subhanAllah.
It made so much of sense, Maulana Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Together with that, we have been making amal upon it since then. Ki ab Madani Pool azkar rahe, you are giving a Madani Pool, delivering a Madani Pool. So now it's a pool, it's a flower. There's a way to deliver a flower, even if it's a bunch with a vase. Forcefully throwing at the person, ki madani phool le, Allahu Akbar. But Andaz was really amazing of His Eminence, and he taught us a lesson, the viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah. And this is how Muballighs of Da'wat Islami preach in a way that touches the hearts of people, subhanAllah. Because this is the Andaz and the style of His Eminence Amir Ahle Sunnah,
subhanAllah,
who has toned down the followers, mashaAllah, who then become great preachers and then travel the world, subhanAllah. I have seen Nigrani Shura's sense of humor, Maulana Sahib. It's just amazing, out of this world. It can be officers, it can be whatever high-ranking person. And that person would sit and he would demonstrate his superiority because of his degrees and his studies. And Nigrani Shura being world famous, Allahu Akbar. You know, Nigrani Shura being on that level, ki kon nahi janta Nigrani Shura ko. Lekin aap jab baithte hain badi-badi mahafil mein, so aapka muskurana hi kafi hai to put all those high ranking people aside, Maulana Sahib. You know, by his one smile, they all become easy. Before that, you can see the tension and the stress between so many people. But one smile, it's just a smile, dear viewers. And then when you speak and you say good things, that touches the heart, that really penetrates the heart, it leaves home in the heart, Maulana Sahib. It makes home there. And then the love of that person then enters into the heart. Remember, dear viewers, the problem with having a sense of humor is often that people you use it on, aren't in a very good mood to even laugh. This is the problem. Yani majority of the time people are sad, Maulana Sahib. Or jin ke saath hum sense of humor dikhana cha rahe, apna humor dikhana cha rahe, they're not in a good mood to hear, because you would pass this almost every day. Maybe the customer to whom you are buying something from, you're giving change to, you're receiving something. People don't like to smile. People don't like to greet. People don't like to be social. In other words, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you have tolerance, subhanAllah, then you keep conveying this message to people, and that is the message of love and mahabbah. To be moderate, subhanAllah. There are numerous other examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and life of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, subhanAllah. And you would learn and see how their sense of humor and the andaz would change the life and situations of people. People with a good sense of humor actually have a better sense of life, dear viewers. Ye kitni sach baat hai. People with a good sense of humor would have a better sense of life, because you would not take anything too serious that you end up with a heart attack, and nor would you take things so slow that you procrastinate a lot and you delay matters, but be moderate in your actions and even with your akhlaq and your andaz. Maulana Sahib, you know, there are so many, I wouldn't say jokes, but yes, examples given by our predecessors in the speeches, in the ceremonies, in the programs, when they would deliver speech and educate people, they would say things that are so meaningful, Maulana Sahib. You know, there are so many books, of course, we cannot recite all the books here, read them out, but maybe some examples of some personalities, how they would catch the hearts of people with their sense of humor.
Ji, Sayyidi, what you were saying, let's start with that. There are times we may say things and people are not in the mood, or it's not the right atmosphere. My ustaz used to say, when he was teaching us balagha, and balagha, it goes with fasaha. First, you learn how to articulate the words properly, and then you know how and when to use those words and those sentences. And he said, and he used to say this share very often, "Dost dil ki baat kahna rango mehfil dekhkar." When you want to say something, just see, just weigh how the atmosphere is, how the vibe is, what the occasion, and then you can say what you want to say.
I agree.
And before that, it doesn't make sense. So this is the sensible thing to do, to weigh the pros and cons of maybe making a comment that may stir some confusion in people's mind. And here, our Buzurganeddin, subhanAllah, they were also not dry people, meaning when we say dry in the sense of, you know, being hostile or being all stern, no, they weren't like that. One person, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him for a camel. And this was now a wordplay where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Okay, but I will give you the child of camel." He said, "But I want a camel. Why would you want to give me?" He said, "What did I say?" He said, "Isn't the camel that you're asking is the child of a camel?" Subhanallah. So he said, yes, it makes sense. Subhanallah. That put a smile on his face.
Wonderful, wonderful. Really amazing. Subhanallah. Look at the humor, Maulana Sahib. They would think of riddles that can, you know, make you think and keep you thinking. And especially when it's narrated by famous personalities like these companions and Sahaba Ikram and, you know, great awliya. I mean, Arigani Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali, I believe, there are many such stories as well, Maulana Sahib. And there are many such names in the books. People out there paint their names as if they were very stern all the time by presenting their work or speaking about their work. But when you dive deep into their character and their personal life, then you realize, Maulana Sahib, what amazing personalities they also had. And it was not the case where children can't come and, you know, have their questions answered. But it was a place where small or big, old or young, everyone is welcomed and everyone is given that treatment according to their caliber and their status, subhanAllah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, learn to see the light in others and treat them as if that is all you can see. And trust me, inshallah, azzawajalla, you will treat them well and you will start to follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very important, Maulana Sahib, to have this. Actually, I was coming from a place as well, you know, especially, you know, in the airports and places where one smile can change the traveler's whole mindset, Maulana Sahib. Especially if you have your documentation not in order and if you receive a smile from those personalities behind the desks in during immigration and all of that, you know, sometimes it makes you feel okay, everything is fine. Coming back to the smiling part of it, you know, If a doctor smiles, it means it's a good sign. Yes. You know, hospital doctor comes out of the surgery room and give one smile. All those people who are crying for hours over, they don't know what the doctor is going to say. He doesn't have to say nothing. He just has to smile. Smile means a lot. And together with that, Dear Viewers of Madini Channel, we have the last few minutes before we come to the end of the program. Today, there are many families have broken apart. Many, many rishtas and relationships have come to an end. It's all a lot of mixed masala, miscommunications, misunderstandings in the relationship. For no reason, there's no head, there's no tail, but there's argumentation every single day over petty matters and over matters upon which days later when you speak about it, you start laughing. Did we even argue on this matter? So inshallah, azza wa jalla, in couples as well, when one has the extra sense of humor, you know, it's either you change everything into a joke that also can cause an argument. Once again, we come back to the first thing that we started off with, and that was to be moderate in all that you do, dear viewers. Don't overdo it. I have sat with people who overdo it as well. You know, sometimes you may just travel with them, and then you have the problem where you're concerned now. Maybe you are still enjoying it, but others aren't enjoying it any longer. You know, with whom you are sitting. As to where you are sitting, how you are sitting. And especially, Munana Sahib, when people are expressing their humor to people and in different languages, when there's a third person, fourth person sitting over there and others are laughing, all these are things to be considerate about. Be considerate about people who may not know what you're talking about and may assume that you're talking about them at times. This happens a lot during flights, during places where you wait. And in this way here, you cause the next person to think down about you, because maybe you look, people laugh and smile, they would look around usually, you know, and the person might think, hey, this person is laughing at me. So that should not be the case either. But really speaking, Mawlana Sahib, Alhamdulillah, today we learned a lot, and Alhamdulillah, we learned of how we can have that good Islamic sense of humor as well.
It reminds me, sometimes, yes, you are saying something humorous and a person may feel, hey, he's talking about me. Now, they are so sensitive. Some people are too sensitive.
Right.
Now, this is something that they need to work on.
Right.
Because you can't be so sensitive that if anybody says anything, you make yourself a victim there. So this is also, again, something that we all have some work to do on ourselves in one way or the other. But however, one person who was in the habit of not fasting, and this was a Nawab Sahib, you know, in the olden days. So he was in the habit of not fasting. Throughout the whole Ramadan, he wouldn't fast. But this is how people's nature is. Though they wouldn't themselves do any good, but they will portray themselves as they are the most virtuous people. But some who knew his secrets that he doesn't fast, he told him that, Uzur, you don't fast the whole month of Ramadan. But when it comes to iftar and when it comes to sahri, you are there, the first one on the dining mat. How come?
Allahu Akbar.
But you don't fast. He said, actually, you don't understand. I'm a Muslim after all. What's the matter if I don't fast? At least I'm having sahri and iftar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mindset. Allah. Those people, they are on one hand, they are such ascetic people who will fast throughout the day. Then they will make dua at the end. They will read Taraweeh. They will cry at night. They will read the Holy Quran. And here is a person who doesn't fast, but he's the first in line.
Allah Akbar. Really amazing, Mawlana Sahib. Yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, you have heard this as well. These are examples together with that to make you smile. Subhanallah. And there are discussions. So Alhamdulillah, we have something to work on, and that is on ourselves, dear viewers, because you need to prove yourself to yourself, not to others, dear viewers. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, if we work on this really hard, we would see some light, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Remember, the eyes are usually, or useless, rather, the eyes are useless when the mind is blind, Mawlana Sahib. If the mind is blind, you're not going to have the light and you're going to see the light. So have this in your mind that eventually, you know, when we develop this type of humor and personality, it makes it easier for the children to also inherit that, Mawlana Sahib, and be happy-go-lucky people in life. No ups of life can bring you too down, and no downs of life can make you fly too high. You will be very moderate, inshallah. People like that are accepted in society. And if you are not that personality, Inshallah, Zawajallah, no problem. But you could start from somewhere, and that is try to motivate yourself to smile once in the morning. Look at yourself in the mirror and have a smile. Inshallah, Zawajallah, it would make a difference. Ameen, ameen wa iyyakum, subhanallah. This is the dua to make for the person who smiles. Adhaqallahu sinnaka. May Allah Kareem keep us all like that, dear viewers. And may Allah Kareem remove all our difficulties. And remember once again, we are not allowed to backbite, to slander, to make jokes and to ridicule other people, to make fun and mockery out of others. But rather, we are taught to hide the faults of others. We are taught in Islam to conceal the issues and matters of others and not to expose them and to make a joke out of it. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us always on the righteous path, dear viewers. Stay good, be good, do good wherever you travel and wherever you are. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.